Judges chapter 9. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's brothers, and communed with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reigns over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brothers spoke of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, with which Abimelech hired vain and reckless persons which followed him. And he went to his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, upon one stone, notwithstanding yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Millo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said to them, Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. The trees went forth once to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, Reign you over us. But the olive tree said to them, Should I leave my fatness, with which by me they honour God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And the trees said to the fig tree, Come you, and reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees to the vine, Come you, and reign over us. And the vine said to them, Should I leave my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees to the bramble, Come you, and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow, and if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if you have done truly and sincerely in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you and adventured his life far, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and you have risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech the son of his maidservant king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If you then have dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice you in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Millo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Millo, and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away and fled, and went to Beer, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brothers. And the men of Shechem set liars in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them, and it was told to Abimelech. And Gaal the son of Ebed came with his brethren, and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields and gathered their vineyards and trod the grapes and made merry and went into the house of their God and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal the son of Ebed said, Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him? And would to God this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, Increase your army and come out. And when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers to Abimelech privately, saying, Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren have come to Shechem, and, behold, they fortify the city against you. Now therefore up by night, you and the people that are with you, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you shall rise early and set upon the city, and behold, when he and the people that are with him come out against you, then may you do to them as you shall find occasion. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal the son of Ebed went out, and stood in the entering of the gate of the city, and Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, Behold, there come people down from the top of the mountains. And Zebul said to him, You see the shadow of the mountains as if they were men. And Gaal spoke again and said, See, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company comes along by the plain of Meonenim. Then said Zebul to him, Where is now your mouth with which you said, Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? Is not this the people that you have despised? Go out, I pray now, and fight with them. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem, and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him, and many were overthrown and wounded, even to the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt at Aramah, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the next day that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech, and he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were coming forth out of the city, and he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood in the entering of the gate of the city, and the two other companies ran upon all the people that were in the fields and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city and slew the people that were therein, and beat down the city and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into a hold of the house of the god Berith, and it was told to Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together, and Abimelech got him up to Mount Salmon, he and all the people that were with him, and Abimelech took an axe in his hand, and cut down a bough from the trees, and took it, and laid it on his shoulder, and said to the people that were with him, What you have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough, and followed Abimelech, and put them to the hold, and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Then went Abimelech to Thebes, and encamped against Thebes, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and there fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and got them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came to the tower, and fought against it, and went hard to the door of the tower, to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and crushed his skull. Then he called hastily to the young man, his armour-bearer, and said to him, Draw your sword, and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him, and his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man to his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did to his father in slaying his 70 brothers. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. Judges chapter 10. And after Abimelech there arose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamir in Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel for 23 years, and died, and was buried in Shamir. And after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel for 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rode on 30 donkey colts, and they had 30 cities, which are called Havothah-Jair unto this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jair died and was buried in Camon, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh, and served Baalim and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook Yahweh, and served not him. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years, all the children of Israel that were on the side of the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over the Jordan to fight also against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was greatly distressed. And the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, saying, We have sinned against you, both because we have forsaken our God, and also served Baalim. And Yahweh said to the children of Israel, Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines? The Sidons also and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Therefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto Yahweh, We have sinned. Do you to us whatever seems good to you. Deliver us only, we pray you, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them, and served Yahweh, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together, and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together, and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a Judges chapter 11. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begot Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said to him, You shall not inherit in our father's house, for you are the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brothers, and dwelt in the land of Tob, and there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said to Jephthah, Come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, did not you hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why have you come to me now when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, therefore we turn again to you now, that you may go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and Yahweh delivers them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, Yahweh be witness between us, if we do not so according to your words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them, and Jephthah uttered all his words before Yahweh in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what have you to do with me, that you have come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered to the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt from Arnon even to Jabbok and unto the Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon, and said to him, thus says Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, let me, I pray you, pass through your land. But the king of Edom would not listen thereto. And in like manner they sent to the king of Moab, but he would not consent, and Israel stayed in Kadesh. Then they went along through the wilderness and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said to him, let us pass, we pray you, through your land into my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together and pitched in Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Yahweh, God of Israel, delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites from Arnon even to Jabbok, and from the wilderness even to the Jordan. So now Yahweh God of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and should you possess it? Will not you possess that which Chemosh your God gives you to possess? So whomever Yahweh our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. And now are you anything better than Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? While Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and in all the cities that are along by the coasts of Arnon for 300 years, why therefore did you not recover them within that time? Therefore I have not sinned against you, but you do me wrong to war against me. Yahweh the judge is judge this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. However, the king of the children of Ammon listened not to the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Then the spirit of Yahweh came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over to the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto Yahweh, and said, if you shall without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatever comes forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be Yahweh's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and Yahweh delivered them into his hands. And he smote them from Aroer, even till you come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and to the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah to his house, and behold, his daughter daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances, and she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you are one of them that troubles me, for I have opened my mouth unto Yahweh, and I cannot go back." And she said to him, "My father, if you have opened your mouth unto Yahweh, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of your mouth, forasmuch as Yahweh has taken vengeance for you of your enemies, even of the children of Ammon." And she said to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity, I and my companions." And he said, "Go." And he sent her away for 2 months. And she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass, at the end of 2 months, that she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow which he had vowed, and she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. Judges chapter 12. And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and went northward, and said to Jephthah, "Why passed you over to fight against the children of Ammon, and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house upon you with fire." And Jephthah said to them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when I called you, you delivered me not out of their hands. And when I saw that you delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon, and Yahweh delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, "You Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites." And the Gileadites took the passages of the Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so, that when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, "Let me go over," that the men of Gilead said to him, Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, then they said to him, "Say now Shibboleth." And he said Sibboleth, for he could not establish to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of the Jordan, and there fell at that time of the Ephraimites 42,000. And Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years. Then died Jephthah the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. And after him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he sent abroad, and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. And he judged Israel for 7 years. Then died Ibzan, and was buried at Bethlehem. And after him, Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel for 10 years. And Elon the Zebulunite died, and was buried in Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. And after him, Abdon the son of Hillel, a Pirathonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 nephews that rode on 70 donkey colts, and he judged Israel for 8 years. And Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite died, and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the mount of the Amalekites. Judges chapter 13. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bore not. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold, now you are barren and bear not, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray you, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very awesome. But I asked him not from where he was, neither neither told he me his name. But he said to me, Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated Yahweh and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which you did send come again to us, and teach us what we shall do to the child that shall be born. And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah her husband was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran, and showed her husband, and said to him, Behold, the man has appeared to me that came to me the other day. And Manoah arose and went after his wife, and came to the man, and said to him, Are you the man that spoke to the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, Now let your words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, Of all that I said to the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that comes of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, I pray you, let us detain you until we shall have made ready a kid for you. And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, Though you detain me, I will not eat of your bread, and if you shall offer a burnt offering, you must offer it unto Yahweh. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of Yahweh, and Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, What is your name, that when your sayings come to pass, we may do you honour? And the angel of Yahweh said to him, Why ask you thus after my name, seeing it is secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto Yahweh, and the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of Yahweh ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it, and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of Yahweh did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of Yahweh. And Manoah said to his wife, We shall surely die, because we have seen God. But his wife said to him, If Yahweh were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bore a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and Yahweh blessed him. And the spirit of Yahweh began to move him at times in the camp of Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. Judges chapter 14. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said to him, Is there not a woman among the daughters of your brethren, or among all my people, that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father, Get her for me, for she pleases me well. But his father and his mother knew that it was of Yahweh that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon him, and he split him as he would have split a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands, and went on eating, and came to his father and his mother, and he gave them, and they did eat, but he told them that he had taken the But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down to the woman, and Samson made there a feast, such as used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said to them, I will now put forth a riddle to you. If you can certainly declare it to me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. But if you cannot declare it to me, then shall you give me 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments? And they said to him, put forth your riddle, that we may hear it. And he said to them, out of the eater come forth meat, and out of the strong come forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they said to Samson's wife, entice your husband, that he may declare to us the riddle, lest we burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, you do but hate me and love me not. You have put forth a riddle to the children of my people and have not told it to me. And he said to her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it you? And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the 7th day that he told her, because she put pressure upon him, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said to him on the 7th day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not ploughed with my heifer, you had not found out my riddle. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave changes of garments to them, which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. Judges chapter 15. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go in to my wife into the chamber, but her father would not permit him to go in. And her father said, I truly thought that you had utterly hated her, therefore I gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray you, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn, with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, who has done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said to them, though you have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah, and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why have you come up against us? And they answered, to bind Samson have we come up, to do to him as he has done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, know you not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that you have done to us? And he said to them, as they did to me, so have I done to them. And they said to him, we have come down to bind you, that we may deliver you into the hands of the Philistines. And Samson said to them, swear to me that you will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spoke to him, saying, no, but we will bind you fast and deliver you into their hand, but surely we will not kill you. And they bound him with 2 new cords, and brought him up from the rock. And when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. and he found the new jawbone of a donkey, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of a donkey have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and called that place Ramath Lehi. And he was very thirsty, and called on Yahweh, and said, you have given this great deliverance into the hands of your servant, and now shall I die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But God broke open a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water there out, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Therefore he called the name thereof En-Hakkore, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines for 20 years. Judges chapter 16. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. And it was told to the Gazites, saying, Samson has come here. And they encircled him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning when it is day we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of a hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her, and said to her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give you every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray you, wherein your great strength lies, and with what you might be bound to afflict you. And Samson said to her, if they bind me with seven green cords that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green cords which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, staying with her in the chamber. And she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he broke the cords as a thread of flax is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said to Samson, behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray you, with what might you be bound? And he said to her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And there were liers in wait staying in the chamber, and he broke them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said to Samson, till now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me with what you might be bound. And he said to her, if you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin, and said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. And she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times, and have not told me wherein your great strength lies. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was grieved unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said to her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has shown me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her, and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Then she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep, and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he knew not that Yahweh had departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god and to rejoice, for they said, our God has delivered Samson our enemy into our hands. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, and that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them laugh, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said to the lad that held him by the hand, allow me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house stands, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and they and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that watched while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto Yahweh and said, O Lord Yahweh, remember me, I pray you, and strengthen me, I pray you, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel for 20 years.